producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Every single time that there has been a defense bill in the Senate, three people team up to vote against it. Bernie Sanders, Rand Paul, and Ted Cruz. In fact, the only budget you have ever voted for, Ted, in your entire time in the Senate is a budget from Rand Paul that brags about how it cuts defense.
Marco Rubio, ladies and gentlemen, just a little snippet from your latest Republican debate. Hey, hey, this is the crossroads of where it all happens. America Tonight, thanks for tuning into the show. So the Democrats are worried about Hillary Clinton in the emails, or maybe they're not. Joe Biden says he regrets every day that he decided not to run for president. Bernie Sanders keeps getting more followers on Twitter, and younger people feel the burn. But there was a little bit of a burn between Donald Trump and Ted Cruz. So Marco Rubio, it was easy for him to take a chunk out of Ted Cruz, because the setup was already there from Donald Trump, who keeps hammering home the whole Canadian birth certificate thing. Ted Cruz had his own response to what was happening. Here's what he had to say about where he was born. Yep, maybe not. We might not have Ted Cruz. He went silent. He lost his voice after the debate. However, we do have Jeb Bush. Yeah, there was a Bush on the stage. Yeah, Jeb Bush still is somebody who's being embraced by the Republican machine. He was the presumptive nominee, I think. And he wasn't silent. He didn't lose his voice. Here's what he had to say about a raging debate that Donald Trump kicked open months ago.
Statements and expect the rest of the world to respond as though, well, it's just politics. Every time we send signals like this, we send a signal of weakness, not strength. And so it was an unhinged statement, which is why I'm asking him to consider changing his views.
And we're talking about the Muslim situation and ISIS and what Trump had to say about who would come into the country and the fallout of all of that. Coming up on this show, we're going to do that movie thing. Yep, our cheap movie review, if you will, where we tell you what's playing at the movies and then you decide if you want to go and see it. Actually, this is the time of year to go and catch up on the movies. It's a good way, and I'm not pushing the movie industry because, frankly, some of the movies that are made are ridiculous, and I wouldn't go and see them. You couldn't force me. You couldn't pay for me to go and see some of the movies. But sometimes it's better to see a movie on the big screen. I thought Star Wars was that way. I saw Revenant, which is the movie that Leonardo DiCaprio is being nominated for and just won a Golden Globe for, and I thought he was brilliant in it, and it was, quite frankly, just wild to watch some of the cinematography. I don't want to give the movie away in case, perchance, you want to go and see it, but watching what looked like, and it looks so darn real, that he was being mauled to death by a grizzly bear was frightening, to say the least. I won't even tell you what he did to a horse and how he had to cover himself to try to get back to, at that point, civilization. Let's just leave it at that. We'll also take a look at, as I said, current movies that are out. 13 Hours, there's some buzz over that. Daddy's Home, there's some buzz over that one. Ride Along 2, a lot of people are into Kevin Hart. He's one of the stars of Ride Along 2. So we'll look at all three of those movies coming up. That's part of the cheap movie review. So it was free to watch the debate. I got some emails from some of you. Here was one I got from Grill. Grill said, I'm tired of these debates, Kate. I did think it was inevitable that Trump and Cruz would go at it because that's really all we've been reading about. But I don't think Cruz gets the nomination, and I think Trump is likely to get it, but maybe they steal it out from underneath him. I'm starting to hear more about that, and especially from you and some of the people that you've had on your show. I can't imagine that it's Jeb Bush. What do you think? Yeah, Jeb Bush, to me, is the status quo guy. But the status quo guy is not the popular guy. He's down, 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 down in any poll that's been taken. Polls can be different from results. Results happen during the primaries, and maybe Bush does end up with a chunk of the results. And, you know, if that happens, well, all bets are off. Let's put it that way. As always, I invite you, no matter what your ideology, left of left, right of right, somewhere in between, or frankly sick of labels, that's cool too. I get that. Dave is listening to us in California. Hey, Dave.
How you doing tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
Fabulous. I just won a pool tournament. I'm doing great.
Wait. You got to go back on that. A pool tournament? I love pool. I'm an average pool player, but I have friends that play, and I've been to a ton of pool tournaments. When I say a ton, like a dozen, and I think they are so cool. Good for you. Congratulations.
Yeah. Well, I'm 3 for 3 this year. I've won 3 in a row. So
nice.
But I'm going to tell you that I really do, well, I think that Jeb Bush will be the next president, not because he's qualified or overqualified. I think that there is, believe it or not, I believe the powers that be want him to be the next president, and they're going to make sure that that happens. Trump is, you're right, Trump, everybody's going to be pissed, angry when they don't, when he doesn't get the election. But I believe that Plato's Republic and the utopian society that has been propagated since the beginning of time is going to fulfill its destiny, and the Bush family, being the wealthiest family in the world, will make sure. When's the last time a Bush got into a race and didn't win? That was when Clinton went up against him, but Clinton was picked. Roosevelt said years ago that presidents are selected, not elected.
Yep.
And that's exactly how it works.
Very well said, Dave. I love that you called. Don't be a stranger, especially since you're a man with a stick, and he must be pretty good with it because he's 3 for 3. Congratulations on that. A little 8-ball. I wish I was better at pool. I played it when I was a little girl. We had a pool table. Who knows how my father got the pool table, but we had a pool table because we weren't wealthy. And, you know, then pool tables, I think, cost a bunch of jack. But interesting, he's right. What Roosevelt said is right. Doesn't it feel that way? And I've said this all along, selected, not elected. That's frustrating. Not in other positions, not locally. I don't believe that. Not when it comes to Congress, even though it feels that way. But for the executive branch, yes. Yes, 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 my friends. Unfortunately. Because that doesn't seem fair in a democratic society. But you know what they say about fair? Fair is for the weather, not for life. It doesn't work that way. Unfortunately. So the Republicans do the show thing, and they can talk all they want about who was born where and bring up those kinds of issues. But in the end, it's just theater because the inevitable probably happens. And to the point of Bush, Bush is absolutely who would have been hand-selected 2 years ago. I mean, there was a push to have Jeb out there long before that. But now it's his turn. Is he actually going to snag the thing? Seems inevitable, doesn't it? Oh, interesting what's going to happen at that convention, that's for sure. We're going to the movies next.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Super Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
What's the reason to plead my case? No orbits to send me into outer space. At my fingers, I'll be true with diamonds and gold, but that ain't gonna help me now. I'm in trouble, in trouble now. I'm in trouble now.
Or do you not care about R2-D2 or any of the oldies but goodies back in the day? What I do think is cool about Star Wars is that it spans the generations, right? So trying to connect grandkids, etc., it probably works. Disney, they knew it. They knew they had the mother of all ships to hang on to. So opening weekend was huge for Star Wars. I mean, unbelievable. And what's happened with Star Wars is it's just shattering records, and that's not a surprise, I don't think, to anybody who is paying attention. I mean, $1 billion in overseas cash. Yeah, that's a lot. Here at home, here in the U.S., a ton of money, too. I liked it. Some people are kind of ambivalent about it, but I'm going to say I like the Force Awakens. I didn't like the fact that there was a untimely death in it, but I like $1.75 billion. Just behind two films that James Cameron directed. Think about it. Titanic and Avatar could surpass maybe one or both of them. We're not talking about either one of them, though. Opening weekend for a funny little comedy called Ride Along 2. Here's a snippet.
Got what we need?
Cash first.
100,000.
We got ourselves a deal.
Now why you want to go and do that?
Me. I see all these muscle cars, but I don't
see no muscle.
Come on, come on, quick move.
Is that yours?
Your partner is marrying your sister. Good cop, sex cop.
Corey is the best wedding planner in Atlanta.
So what are you going to do?
I'm not intimidated by you.
What you gonna do?
I'm stepping up. What speed was the fan on?
All the new dealers in Atlanta are getting supplied through Antonio Pope in Miami. You need to get me something on this guy.
2 days tops.
So get a team together and fix this.
Miami, James, I'm going.
Make sure you're back in time to make me Mrs. Blackhammer.
Hey, Ange, you know where my thongs are?
Check my top right drawer.
Wow. Oh, they were in my panty drawer, not yours.
We're going to go by Miami PD, let them know we're here.
What's the problem?
You're at my desk.
Oh!
Soft tissue manipulation.
Ah!
Detective Payton.
Detective Cruz, I'm not shaking your hand after that.
Everybody get back!
Hope is another contraband through the port. You're going to help me get some hard evidence on him.
How do we get in undetected?
Name?
Prince Admiral Stephen Matumbe.
Plus my two servants.
I'm not your servant.
You are what I say you are!
Sign of respect.
I cannot feel my face.
Oh, we got company. Lose him!
Hold on.
Are you signaling?
It is a force of habit!
The brothers-in-law just got to town.
You say that again, I'm gonna shoot you in the face.
I need you here now.
I'm marrying someone on Saturday.
Have you done that?
Put it down.
Put
now.
Your gun down.
Again?
My nerves is bad, man. Oh my God.
He a zombie. Headshot. Walking dead. Smoke, man.
Get ridiculous.
Let's get ridiculous. If you like Kevin Hart, I think he's pretty funny. I gotta say, I've listened to his stand-up. It cracks me up. And here's what the scoop is on this. If you watch the first one, he's trying to become a detective. His future brother-in-law and blah, blah, blah. They go to Miami. They follow a lead connected to a drug ring. And then the rest unfolds, and it seems like crazy wild fun. I don't know if I would go and watch on the big screen. Maybe I would wait for this. In fact, if you care about how a film is rated, Rotten Tomatoes, 17%. It's PG-13, action, adventure, 1 hour, 41 minutes. Like I said, I like Kevin Hart. I'd probably wait for this one. Okay, the next comedy is called, ready for this, Daddy's Home. Check it out.
So today is the day I'm finally meeting the father of my stepkids.
Am I nervous?
Pepe, you know, kids, they know who's been there.
Holy.
I'm an outlaw.
I hope that's not him.
Hey, you dusty?
Nope.
What? Are you sure?
Where have you been? My ex-husband's here.
What's he doing inside there?
He's giving the kids all kinds of Starbursts.
Sorry. I'm a hot habanero pepper right now.
Hey, who wants some more Starburst?
So you are Dusty.
I'll bring it in, big guns.
I already met you. At the airport.
No, I don't recall that, friend.
Did you see Dad's motorcycle?
You ride?
Yeah.
Really? I don't know if that's a good idea, Brad.
Hey, look, he's a lot of bike, man.
Why don't you go back in and take that shower so you can get a shirt on?
Did Brad just die?
Well, I think we all need to prepare ourselves for that possibility, Pumpkin, okay?
If this guy was my wife's ex, I'd put a bullet in my skull.
So the king raised his lame sword. He rained steel down upon the step king.
But the step king blocked it with his shield.
Step king was very upset because when the real king pulled out his sword, it was long and shiny.
All the maidens in the land preferred the more average-sized step king's sword because it knew how to listen.
No.
Looks like we got ourselves a good old-fashioned dad off.
You can eat my dust, Dusty.
What, is it already? It's not. It's the middle of April.
What's this? Playoff tickets against the Los Angeles Lakers?
I'm bad.
Dusty Mayron.
Hey, it's my family.
Well, come on down. You guys can sit with the team.
You hear that? You want to meet Kobe? Can I get 5 beers?
This one's for Dylan and Megan and Sarah and Dylan. A dozen for that.
Jonah Megan, this is for you. Okay, who's got next?
I do.
Honey, no. Come down.
Yeah, that's good advice. Godspeed.
PG-13 comedy, 1 hour, 36 minutes, Daddy's Home. Are you a fan of Will Ferrell? If you are, then you're going to like anything that he's in. You get the premise of this whole thing. Might wait for this one. I like Ferrell, not sure I'm interested in the premise of the movie, but he does do funny things. Man, he is funny. He's on my high list for the any of the Anchorman comments. That's just pure gold, pure gold. This is a movie I do want to see. Benghazi, I've heard mixed on this, but it's called 13 Hours. Check it out.
Libyan visa. Official.
Pull over for inspection.
Sorry, sir, I can't do that.
Pull over for inspection!
I'm willing here to die for your country. I'm ready to go right here, right now.
Everybody, this is Jack Silva.
Jack.
We trained SEALs in Coronado, so he knows the drill.
Welcome to Club Med.
Is in his safe haven. You're not the first responders. You're the last resort. You will wait.
None of you have to go. We are the only help they have.
Yeah, so 13, think about it. It has a story to tell. No question. Benghazi, but what is the slant on it? Got decent ratings. 13 Hours, name of it. If you go to the movies, remember sure, or make sure you review it for us. Send it to us, americatonight.net. If not, wait for it to stream. Daniel, my friend, thank you so much. And for all of you, stay with us as we roll into our next seg.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, How safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Imagine you're at the threshold of your dreams. Think about it. You have the chance to climb Mount Everest. What it takes, the courage, the thought, just even in my mind thinking about it is overwhelming. I'll tell you what, our next guest is unbelievable. Lou Kosciuszko was somebody who in the spring of 1996 was realizing those dreams. In fact, he hooked up with renowned climber Rob Hall's Mount Everest expedition. And you probably know what I'm talking about because it was made into a movie. And there is a book now that is out that Lou has written. It's called After the Win, Tragedy on Everest, One Survivor's Story. And like I mentioned, imagine what it takes to decide you're going to do this and then what happens when tragedy strikes and yet you're there, you have to make a decision right before that to decide whether you're going to push through to the top or not. Lou, thanks so much for joining us on the show. We appreciate it.
Well, you're welcome. It's my honor to be here.
So, first of all, take us back to the decision to climb Everest and what that meant to you to have the opportunity to do that, and especially hooking up with Rob Hall and knowing the experience there.
Yes, well, I had been climbing for decades before that and had always thought about climbing the highest in the world. And I had climbed with Rob Hall on Antarctica in the early 90s. And, he had made a remarkable decision on the mountain in 95 when he turned the expedition around close to the summit. And I made the decision right then to want to climb under his leadership because he had the strength to do something that I thought was remarkable when you're so close to the top but still keep your priorities of safety in mind and to make critical decisions under those high-stress situations. And as it turned out, in 96, he got a permit to climb with a New Zealand-based expedition, and I joined the expedition.
That's how it all started. Yeah, and you joined the expedition, and take us back through the early steps of the start of that journey. It seemed like all was going well in the beginning, right?
Yes, actually it was. For 6 weeks, we were making our way up the mountain, doing all the right things. Things were going well. People were staying healthy, even though it's a very big struggle to do that. Good decisions were being made. We had fairly good weather. And so we had every reason to believe that we were going to have a successful expedition. And we had moved up to our highest camp on May 9th, and it turned out we arrived in a bad storm, and we had to make a critical decision at that point as to whether to continue, but the weather had calmed, and we decided to make the decision to go. And then even on summit day, we moved along on time until daybreak, as we had climbed through the night, and daybreak we were still on time. But then at noon, we were very close to the top, but we had made some mistakes, and we were out of time. And so at that moment, and that's the pivotal moment in the story, was that everybody had to make a decision at that point about what to do. And what's not commonly known is that when you're climbing in the Everest death zone, which is above 26,000 feet, you really are on your own. You're either going to make it or you're not. And when things go wrong, rarely is it a force of nature. It's usually climber error and individual decision making. So we all had to make that tough decision at that point. So that's really the big story. The big story was that we were all at the same place at the same time facing the same situation. So how can you have a different outcome? That's really the question I'm most frequently asked. And my answer is, well, it's individuality, because we each brought something different with us to the mountain that influences what we do. And as it turned out, some lived and some died.
And you say it so beautifully in the sense that reading something from your book, you say, I'm close to the top, I'm out of time, as you just explained, but I can do this. That's when it happened. A veiled force overpowered me. The sound of the wind vanished. Everything went quiet. I jammed my ice axe like a stake into the snow. I gripped tight with both hands as I buckled to my knees. The snow silently swirled around me, seemingly in slow motion. All I could hear was my pounding heart. After the wind, I listened to the sound of sheer silence when I heard what saved my life. What saved your life?
Well, what saved my life, and that's the remarkable thing about my personal story, is that I was really given a second chance at that moment, because a short time just before that, just before the moments you just described, I had made the decision to continue. But then I was overwhelmed by this force and dropped to my knees, and the only sound I could hear was my beating heart. And to this day, I feel that that beating heart, that voice within, was really the voice of my wife's heart, Sandy's heart, crying out to be heard. Because at that moment, the strength that you needed to live was not physical strength. It was really the inner strength to make the right decision. But it was the struggle, because you're so close and you know you can make it, but the question is whether you could make it back down, and to give me the strength that I needed at that point to overcome my own ambition and pressures to succeed was the voice of the heart. And I had promised my wife Sandy that I would only live a story I could tell, and for me to continue at that point would not have been a story I could tell, even if I could have survived it, because it would have meant breaking my promise to my wife, putting other people in danger, climbing beyond the turnaround time, and if I had survived it, it was not a story that I could be proud of and have any self-respect or the respect of others. So I credit, in my case, not my own rational thinking or myself, I credit to the spiritual force of love within me, that God's gift to me of my wife Sandy's love and that promise that I had made to her.
Wow. So as you realize at that moment, you make the decision, you're going down, no easy feat, by the way, because you're trying to survive, and you have to be thinking in your head, as you say, it's an individual decision, Lou, but you have to be thinking in your head about some of your comrades and hoping and wishing them certainly the best. And then eventually, as you get back to high camp, you start to find out what happened, and what was that like to learn that some just are most are missing, frankly, and some are dead.
Getting back down was didn't necessarily mean survival, or turning back at noon didn't necessarily mean survival, because we climbed down into a storm. And you know, Kate, at that moment and for quite some time after that, it was all about sheer survival of myself, hanging on. I thought any minute I was in my tent, but the tent was shredding to pieces, and I thought any minute I was going to be blown into China, bouncing around inside of my tent. And so for quite a long time, it was a matter of thinking about your own survival, thinking 5 to 10 to 30 seconds ahead, and that was about it. You had no time to reflect. And it wasn't until later that when the winds calmed and I kind of figured out that I'm alone and all of my tent mates aren't there with me, I'm starting to wonder what happened. And then you start to figure out that they didn't make it back, and you knew under the circumstances of the weather that they were still out there. And but even then, and this is strange probably to say, that my emotions were probably as cold as my body, because you're still focused on how am I ever going to get out of here. I'm still at 26,000 feet, and the weather is still bad weather, and you can't live for very long above at that altitude, and that's why they call it the death zone, because your body is literally dying. So you don't reflect too much about the fate of others until you have some sense of your own survival.
Wow. What a story. Lou, hang on. Can you stay with us?
Yes.
We'll be back with more with Lou Kosciski. After the Wind is his book, Tragedy on Everest, One Survivor's Story.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Waller, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online, and I found it. It's BuySellMakeOffer.com, a brand new company that's the newest and best way to sell products online. You can even use Skype or video to sell your car, home, any product. You get 30 days free, packages starting from only $7.95, and BuySellMakeOffer.com never charges item fees, ever. Just go sign up, then load your stuff to sell. I love this site, BuySellMakeOffer.com. Got it? BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
We're talking to Lou about what it was like when he turned back, went down, his tent being shredded, what he thought was going to happen, how to survive. His book is called After the Wind, Tragedy on Everest, as you know, one survivor's story. Pick it up. It is just an incredible read. Lou, it took you a while to be able to put this story together. Why was that? Was it hard to relive it?
Well, what happened was I actually wrote the story. I called it Pages. I didn't think of it as a book at first. I wrote it 17 years ago, and I did that because the reporting was sort of like fog rolling in, obscuring and distorting what actually happened, and my belief of actually what went wrong was different from others, and I needed to write it down to preserve my own understanding, but at the time, my reasons for writing the story were different from the reasons for publishing the story, because at the time I just wanted to understand what story I had lived, and I wasn't interested in publishing also because what went wrong was really a matter of human failure, and I did not want to be one more voice of criticism about the people who were my friends. But I also wrote a very highly personal story, at the same time. And when my wife became seriously ill, we spent a lot of alone time together and time reflecting on our lives, and I decided that I wanted to honor her and pay tribute to her, and the best way I thought I could do that was to put in physical form the story of my survival and her role in that. And that was really the motivating force for me 17 years later to publish the story. And today I feel very good about that, because she has been, she's still with me, and she's felt much enrichment from all the responses, the overwhelming responses that have been coming from really people all around the world who have been reading the story. And I think it was a way for me to complete my gratitude to her. Today, I think as it sits on bookshelves and libraries and schools around the world, I think of it as akin to a portrait of her hanging on the wall of a place of honor. And it's a part of her legacy. And, you know, you learn a lot about life and yourself and experiences like this. And to now share this has been just an overwhelming, enriching thing for both of us.
Yeah, and sharing it, you did, certainly on the big screen, you were a consultant on the movie. What was that like for you?
That was a very interesting experience. I enjoyed it very much. You know, the big story was about the confluence of all the individual stories.
Mm.
And, of course, the movie was a selection of just a few of the more dramatic stories, and really basically about the people who died. And I enjoyed the experience because it was a different experience. It was a creative storytelling experience, and I didn't know how screenwriters really work. They work in terms of scenes. Much different from a piece of literary work. And the decision was made that they wanted to make it a fairly heartwarming story. I wanted to add a love story component to it. And it was never intended to be a documentary chronicling the factual record. But everything that is shown did happen. There were no cheesy things or over-dramatic events. I give it a 10 for cinematography, music, sound, acting. It was really quite remarkable. And from my own standpoint, when I saw the movie the first time, I really relived the experience. And it was hard for me to see it as a movie, and I had to go back again to try to separate myself from the person who was there. And because I could, the people who died were my friends, and they're still there. Their bodies will be there for eternity. And as I was watching the film, I could see, I knew exactly where they were, and it was a little bit unsettling. So the second time that I saw it, I was able to separate myself somewhat anyway, and just see it as a movie. And I was also looking for what scenes were cut and what scenes were changed. But it was a good experience. experience. I enjoyed it very much.
And so after the movie comes out, and as you say, it's even more people are being made aware of, you know, your story of what happened, even though there was lots of reports about it and whatnot. What do you hope people take away from what you've written?
Well, what I hope they take away is, I think you have to think of your travel through life as living a story. And as you make your big decisions you face, think of those as living a story you can tell. So that you can look back and feel with self-pride and honorable in what you do in life. So it's a good, I mean, the promise that I made and the promise that I kept to live a story that I could tell was a pretty good template for basically all of the decisions that I'd made in life. And I think what the Everest story shows is that, you know, the true worth of your travel through life lies not in how far or how high you go, but who you come to be along the way. And think about others. Don't think just about yourself. Keep your word. And always listen to the voice of the heart. The heart has a still small voice, and that is the source of the strength for me when I made that critical decision near the top. And so look beyond yourself and listen to the voice of the heart as you make your big decisions in life.
Wow, so well said. A great way to finish this. What was it like when you were reunited with your precious wife?
Well, it was one of the finest moments in my life. We just looked at each other and embraced. And I think today there is no nicer time in my life than just being together, feeling the love between us. And right now she's very ill, and we have a lot of alone time, and it's actually in some ways some of the best time in our lives. We just share life together and feel the warmth and the love of each other. And I'll still never forget the moments of seeing her for the first time.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. What a story. After the Wind, Tragedy on Everest, One Survivor's Story. Lou Kosciusko, thanks so much for joining us on the show.
Well, thank you, Kate, for having me. I appreciate it very much, just sharing my experience.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.